Welcome, everyone, to the Kathy Lee Parker Show, the number one place for enlightened and entertaining guests, positive vibes, and information that is spot on. And now, for your listening pleasure, your host, Kathy Lee Parker.
Thank you so much for tuning in. My guest today is Michael Westover, and we are going to be talking about his business called Business Resource. And we're going to be talking about ways that can improve your business and so much more. So, Michael, welcome to my show.
Hello. It's great to be here.
You're welcome. And did I say it right? It's BIZNIS. Resources. Is that correct?
Resource without the S, but yeah, business resource.
Oh, yeah,
it's just spelled phonetically.
Yeah, I like the name, the biz resource. I was looking at that. Yeah, biz resource. And for people that are listening in, please go to, it's BIZNISRESOURCE.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, businessresource.com.
Yes. Yes, and to look at the website as we're talking away. So let's start off, Michael. Tell me a little bit about yourself first, just a brief introduction.
Yeah, I grew up in Ohio and then Oregon and now Utah. And for about 20 years, I've been in the education community, teaching and then high school principal at a couple spots, and then I started a business helping charter schools. So I did that before starting Business Resource, which now focuses on helping small to medium-sized businesses.
Mm-hmm. And it really has a lot of information on there. It can keep you busy on there for a while. So, but also tell me, so you live here in Utah and you're from Oregon, did you say?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Salem, Oregon.
Okay, and did you come out here to go to college or?
Yeah, I'm a BYU graduate. I bleed blue through and through.
Brigham Young University.
Brigham Young. And, my wife is a University of Utah fan, so we have our little bouts once in a while, a couple times a year, but we still love each other.
Oh, okay, that's good. What about you? Do you have children in the area?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got just a few. I have seven, so ranging from 23 to 9, about 2 years apart. So do the math on that.
Mm-hmm. Are they BYU or the U fans?
They're definitely BYU fans, but we all cheer for Utah when Utah's playing. We want
football.
Utah to be successful, right? Okay. Well, basketball.
Oh, good, good. Okay, for anyone listening in, please go to thebizresource.com, and we're going to be talking away. And so tell me what made you get started with this, doing this type of service.
Yeah. So small and medium-sized businesses, as you know, are really just strapped for two things. They're strapped for time because they're do-it-yourselfers. They're people who just kind of buckle down and get things done. And they're strapped for money because usually they're bootstrapping it, right? They're paying for their business on their own dime. And so what I've begun is helping these businesses both with time and money. So I can help businesses find capital, right, the money part. And in regards to the time, lots of businesses will add things to their to-do lists, I myself included, right? Every day you just have tons of things you have to do. And so what we do is we say, well, what are you doing? You know, let's take some of that off your plate so that we can provide them options that they can make the ultimate choice, the decisions on, you know, whatever it is, service or products they need, instead of just pushing one product or service on them in any category, we're providing options for them to make choices.
Mm-hmm. And so you just go through the valley and find your listing for help the small businesses. I met you at a networking meeting, and you gave me your card. I went home and to my home office and looked it up, and I'm like, wow, this has a lot of resources on there to help. I thought it was mainly for big businesses too, because there's a lot of resources on there.
Yeah, I mean, it can also be helpful for nonprofits and schools. I mean, really, anyone with any type of entity, any type of organization that's trying to be successful, like I said, who feels crunched with time or money. And, on the website, like you said, there are resources there, because there are do-it-yourselfers who just don't want to consult. They just want, they just want to find what they need right now. So there are resources right there that they can click on and access and get good deals on. But the ideal is that they contact business resources. There's forms all over the website. And then if all they really have to do is tell us, their business size, their goals, their budget. And then with that information, we can come back with anywhere from 3 to 12, depending on how many options they want, of good, viable businesses within their needs so that they don't have to do all the work. And in fact, we can also run interference for them, meaning if you were to call up a website guy, maybe just 3 website people, right, just to try to get some bids, you're going to kind of get calls and emails and texts for a long time about that website. They're going to want your business. And so when we do the research, then they're calling and texting and emailing us.
Interesting. So I want to hear this one more time. My understanding on it as well is that when I go to the website and because I did look around, and I click on something that I really need, I'm not going to get a ton of, people calling me over and over and over for that same
Yeah,
source of information I'm trying to get. So it cuts that
right.
out. That's nice.
Yeah, so for instance, let's say you wanted to do a mobile app for your business. You can shop around. You can spend, half your day shopping around, comparing, pluses and minuses, pros and cons, prices, or you can just contact us and say, this is what we need. This is how big we are. This is the budget. And then 24 hours later, you can get all that information. And now those businesses aren't bugging you for your business. Like I said, we run interference.
Are you always looking for more businesses to jump on board? I mean, that offer services to help the small business.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kathy, you were breaking up quite a bit. Can you repeat that one more time?
Oh, okay. Are you always looking for businesses that can help the small business? Like for grant writers to, are you still looking for more and more businesses to help the small business person to medium size?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I heard, are you looking for small businesses? I honestly, you were breaking up so much, I couldn't understand you. So, I mean, but that service, the products and services, some of those are national. If they're digital products and services, some of them are local. A lot of people, for instance, want, a local accountant, for instance. And so it really just depends on, what the client needs and what they want, how much they're willing to spend. And so we just help out. I mean, that's not really the part of the business where we make money. We almost do that at a cost, frankly. So that's just really a service to the community in helping these businesses be successful when they need it the most.
What about, okay, let me rephrase my question here. What about a company who wants to help small businesses and medium-sized business? Can they contact you to jump on board, or do you need
Oh
more,
yeah.
or what?
Yeah, there are great nonprofits out there to help, different groups like veterans, and there are great businesses out there to help small businesses get started. And so we can typically help people, but we do outsource a lot of projects. And so if they're wanting to get involved, we'll help them in any way we can, put them in touch with the right people. It really is, business is all about relationships, and Mm-hmm. Relationships are about trust. And so that's what we do. We try to build those relationships and that trust, and people keep coming back.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing this?
About 2 years.
Oh.
Since
and it's I notice it's growing for you. And so what is it that you, for my listeners, because I have business people listening as well, what are you looking for to build your website and your business? What are you looking for?
Really just those relationships. We're plenty busy, but we're always looking for just good business owners who are willing to introduce their colleagues, and so it's just one at a time. We just meet these businesses one at a time, and we help them with whatever their needs are. I say from A to Z, from administrative, you know, admin type tasks, projects, you know, to, well, it's not Z, we'll say T, translations. I mean, everything in between. I am always looking for good investors. So if you know of private investors who are looking to invest and to both not only turn an investment, but to help small businesses grow, I mean, that would be a great referral.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like grant writers and things like that that will help the small business or medium-sized business to write grants for their company?
Yeah. Yes. The answer is yes.
Good. And so I noticed it's just not just in Utah. Are you expanding elsewhere in other states? What's your goal in the next 2 more years in your future?
Yeah. So we're getting ready to launch an app that can easily be, expanded to other cities and other states. So the Salt Lake will be the training ground for that app to get it off the ground. But you know, part of it will be to allow businesses to just find, you know, a basic directory to find their fellow business owners and get the job done themselves for the do-it-yourselfers. Other parts of it will be for networking and for connecting. And so it's pretty cool. I'm excited to release it.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that it's kind of like a phone book. Remember in the old days where you had the phone book with everybody on there? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the phone book for businesses.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, the Yellow Pages. Yeah, I remember those. They were so thick that I used to sit on them. So anyway,
it still exists, by the way. You can still access it. But I mean, having the ability to find it, I mean, narrow things down. You know, like for instance, if you're trying to do some marketing, you can narrow that down between traditional marketing and digital marketing. And within the digital marketing, you're going to have everything from, you know, websites and web hosting and SEO and pay-per-click type things. You know, and on the traditional side, you have radio and TV and billboards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're just able to break it down. You know, for instance, on accounting side, you'll be like bookkeeping and accounting and tax services. There's a number of different things in each category. And to be able to have, for people to be able to click within 2 or 3 clicks to find stuff within 10 miles or 100 miles, whatever they want, with the reviews mm-hmm. they want, I think is going to be pretty valuable. But that's just, like I said, just one simple part of the app.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with the Chambers of Commerce in the area?
Another cool thing is that the app will have all of the networking events. You mentioned that we met at a networking event. So
right.
To have one place where everyone can go to see when the next chamber event is or the next BNI event is or the next
CEO MySpace.
There's a million of these networking events, but they're all promoting their own stuff. And so to have one place where people can go and say, oh, what's going on tomorrow, you know, and to see what all the options are and the times and the locations, I think that will be, it's a simple thing, but I think that will be a value as well.
The biz resource, how do you get it out to? I mean, only way I knew about it because I met you. If I didn't meet you, I would never knew anything about this. So, but for others out there, how are you getting it out there to the businesses to know that you exist?
Yeah, so a lot of networking, a lot of social media. There's stuff like this, the TV pro, the TV interviews, radio interviews. So it's really just been kind of a boots on the ground type effort. We haven't wanted. I mean, with this type of thing, we don't need necessarily a million new customers, right? We want good businesses who need real help and are willing to, do what it takes to move the needle, to go to the next step, And so a lot of businesses are, they're afraid to even have the conversation, frankly. And so that's really the first step. And we're scaling as necessary. I guess that's the best way to put it is, we don't need to solve every problem for everyone. At first, we want to be able to help businesses and nonprofits and schools, but we're doing so, I think, in a responsible way.
Okay. Well, Michael, we'll be right back after these messages, so sit tight.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Hidden Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Hidden Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
It's time to live your journey. Envision being stress-free. The Life Vessel is relaxation therapy that helps reduce stress, manage pain, detoxifies on all levels, supports the immune system, and balances hormones. Life Vessel uses an infrared light source that increases blood circulation and oxygen to the cells. Life Vessel of Utah does that and so much more. Call at 801-864-1300, lifevesselofutah.com.
Do you know how much equity is in your home, condo, or townhome? Do you want to lower your rate and take cash out? We're Valorem Equity, and we make mortgages easier. Give us a call at 800-764-9072 or visit valoremequity.com to receive your free home assessment today.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Hey, this is Rocktop Construction. Rocktop is a family-owned business based out of Utah. We specialize in replacing worn or storm-damaged roofs and understand how to assist homeowners with property claims. For reliable service and the best value on a quality and energy-efficient roof, call Rocktop Construction at 801-567-1234. We have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Again, that's 801-567-1234 to find out more about how we can protect your home.
If you or someone you know is looking to find the right business to buy, to franchise an existing successful business, or even to sell a business, contact businessresource.com. B-I-Z-N-I-S, businessresource.com. Business Resource also specializes in helping existing businesses find capital and other important resources to help them be more efficient and more effective. Call 385-528-8584 today. 385-528-8584, businessresource.com.
Yes, and I'm sitting here with Michael Westover. Yes, he's the owner and founder of BusinessResource.com. Michael, tell me about the selling of businesses. That is really unique.
Yeah, so thank you for asking. So, obviously people work hard every day, all day, and at some point they're ready to retire or they want to move on and do some, cash out of their business and do something else. And so we specialize in finding a great match for that person and for another person looking to take over a business. So sometimes people are looking to start a business. Oftentimes they have an idea and they just need help with the many things that have to take place to start a successful business. But sometimes they have no idea. Literally, they just know that they want to have their own business. And so we're able to review options with them and give them some great options so that they can buy businesses.
Do you help them if they just want to buy a franchise too?
Yeah, or franchise. Sometimes they want to buy a franchise, or sometimes existing business owners want to franchise, which is great. It's super smart because every business needs help growing. They're hiring people, but when you franchise, the person who franchise actually pays the business to grow. So it's a great option.
And now somebody with a small business to medium size. When you say medium size, what's a medium size business? How many employees? What size is that?
Yeah, the jury's out. There's different definitions. I consider small businesses to be, 10 or fewer employees. Like, there's everything from the solopreneur, the person running their own business to, a family-run business with, a couple employees, medium-sized business, I would say under 30 employees. But some people consider small businesses to be under, a certain revenue amount or under 75 employees. Those are the numbers that I typically use.
And when you sell a business, does the EPITA, do you know what I'm talking about? Does that have to be pretty high in cash flow and things like that? Or is it?
Are you looking at EBITDA?
For a business to sell.
Yeah, the EBITDA is usually more for larger acquisitions. What I do is I sit down with the business owner and find out exactly, what they've done, their journey, their story, and I just take notes and I learn about them and their business and what they've accomplished, and I find out where the threshold is to sell, because a lot of times they personally, it doesn't matter what the numbers show, they will just keep doing it forever unless they get, a certain offer, a minimum offer. And so I usually try to find that number out because it doesn't matter what the business valuation says. If that's where they're at, that's kind of an important number to know. And we move from there. We list it and we see if they're interested buyers. And there always are. Sometimes it happens fast. Sometimes it takes a while.
And do you help out with nonprofits, organizations, and schools? I mean, yeah, you've done that in the past, but say that somebody comes up with a brainstorm and, hey, I want to do this and that. And would you help me?
Yeah. So I have people contact me once in a while. It's pretty daunting. There's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of things that have to be done to start a nonprofit, but it's definitely worthwhile if you're serious, if it's really a passion of yours. I would say there needs to be a passion there because it does take effort to even get it going. But for sure, there's do's and don'ts on with a startup. There's do's and don'ts with a nonprofit. And so I'm able to kind of to help them with their these efficiencies and just kind of cutting through all the crap.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And see, you ever notice that when you're looking at businesses that some people start off with just a hobby and it ends up being a business? You
sure,
know what
yeah.
I mean? Like somebody does a crocheting business and it's her art. She's great, you know, sweaters and scarves and da da da. The next you know, she's got a demand and a demand, and she's overwhelmed because there's some people that are really talented in their work, but they don't know anything about getting their business off the ground. So they
right.
they can come to you, and you can set them and put them on the right path.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, most people who start a business, you know, there are some that just want to start a business. Like I said, you know, they'll come and say, well, what are the options? What can I do? What about this industry
right.
or this? But a lot of people do something really well, you know, and maybe it started out as a hobby or maybe it was part of their training. But whether it's a product or a service, that's literally just one hundredth. There are so many other things that need to be in place
yeah.
to run a successful business. And like you said, Kathy, a lot of people just don't realize what they're getting themselves
the
into. Yeah, and so if they contact Business Resource and say, look, this is what I'm thinking, this is what I have, this is what I want to do, then we can kind of hold their hand and essentially for free, I mean, just consult them and help them get off on the right track. Now, if they end up picking up products and services along the way to help them, usually we get a referral fee or something like that, that at least pays a couple bucks, but really that's kind of chump change. We just do that type of service to sincerely help these businesses. And then once, when they feel good about Business Resource, then they refer us to their friends. And then when they're ready to sell their business, then we're there and they trust us and we're able to make a difference there.
I just have a few friends that they do stuff out of their garage, and I look at them and I said, I think it's time for you to get some help because you're growing and growing. And I thought there's rules and regulations and things like that, and just so that you don't get caught, you know, with a letter from the city or the state, you know, but just make sure that you do this properly. And, you know, even though you're having fun, but do it, you know, to where it's a successful business. And Michael, I have literally been into some homes because I used to do advertising and marketing years ago. I'd ran a publication. I've been into some homes, gone to their house, and their basement will be literally an office. And I walk in there, they have a back door that you walk into, and UPS will be coming out the door, and you're like, holy smokes, they got people in there working. You would never know. And it's in a community. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, a lot of successful businesses have started that way. You know, they start small in the garage or the basement, and then they get big enough and they have to, you know, their husband
get an office.
So it's time to get an office or time to get a warehouse or whatever. But
do you help them with that as well? Yeah, I mean,
medium-sized,
but they may have be 30 people, but, you know, they got salespeople on the outside, but yet they're running their business. Yeah, yeah, I've seen a lot of that. And, but where were you 10 years ago? We could use you. That's
a
joke.
Where was I 15 years, as I said?
Where were you? We needed you. Because for anybody's tuning in or listening in right now, go to, it's businessresource.com, and it's spelled BIZNIS, then of course RESOURE.com. And if you're looking at it right now, you'll see all these amazing business investments. That's good to know. Business for sale. That's good. It's real easy. It's easy. It's like something that you would want to have, especially if you do an app, Michael. That app's going to help a lot. because I would put it on my apps. I look at a lot of things that I have on my app, phone faster. If it's an app, I get to you faster.
Yeah,
and see
sure.
if anything I need or I'm thinking about something. And then I notice here you have school biz. That's pretty cool. And you have nonprofit biz. That's where. Oh, and you got business news, biz news. So you got a lot of information here for people to read and to keep up on everything. Now, this is mainly for Utah, but you will be expanding soon, I hope, for the other cities and stuff like that too. Is that correct?
Yeah,
for like,
a lot of the things on the products and services pages are really national. You know, that's not so much local. The investment opportunities and the businesses for sale are local to the Salt Lake, the Utah area, not necessarily Salt Lake, but, along the Wasatch Front. So, yeah, I would like to eventually, scale up and include some other cities. But like I said, we're in no hurry to overdo it, we're willing to take baby steps because it really does. I mean, each business needs that special, white glove attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah,
we love helping, it sometimes is so difficult for them to step back from the day to day and address some of these major issues with their businesses. And so we can just step in and really facilitate speeding up the process and looking at options and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. I met you on another business deal as well, in addition to an associate and so on. And you do some pretty big projects. They're not just little. I think that they're, big or going to be very, very big, international.
Yeah.
So it's not just the small little small to medium-sized companies. I noticed that you've been working on some projects that are quite big, and you're doing quite well with that. They're very pleased with you, from what I've heard. And for being 2 years out there, congratulations. You're going pretty good with that. And I think it has to do with your background with the schools, the school system, and helping raising money for the schools. So this came up with an idea.
Yeah,
here.
Honestly, Kathy, it's a lot easier to help businesses than it is to help schools. Schools have a lot more, public schools, charter schools. They require a lot of oversight and public funding and regulations. And so, yeah, I mean, I've got that background that kind of has helped me prepare for this.
Mm-hmm. And say that a marketing company wanted to jump on board with you. I'm sure there's some fees that they pay you to be on your website. Is that correct?
Yeah, we just talk to companies one at a time, really. It just depends on who they are, and we always vet them first. And, we just try to provide options. But like I said, when people go and look at the products on the website, really, there's usually just a few things listed there. If they'll call us or submit a web form, we can provide a dozen different options, really, for businesses that need help in a particular area. So if a business owner is listening right now, they need to walk away from this with two things. If they personally or know someone who is buying or selling a business, they can contact Business Resource, buy, franchise, sell. But also if they just know a business owner that's kind of treading water that could use some help, also contact Business Resource. And it's spelled phonetically, BIZNIS, businessresource.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at some of the businesses that you have for sale, because you don't have it all listed on here. But, they can list what they're looking for, and then you can go out and help them find that business that they want to buy. Is that correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know. I know somebody's looking to buy a business. So send them your way. And it's a little bit bigger business. Can you deal with helping with business buying that are in the 3, 4, 5 million, or is it just all
No, yeah, it's
time.
Really, it's whatever they need, you know. And so,
okay.
You're probably right. I probably shouldn't limit, but that's the target market I've gone after in starting business resources, the small to medium sized businesses. But really, you know, there's not a huge difference, and it's just there's greater numbers of employees and there's more revenue. But at the end of the day, any business is looking at the same profit and loss statements. They're looking at their data for sales. I mean, so yes, I can help businesses in pretty much of all sizes.
Because I know this person has been looking for to buy a business, for example, and he's gone on to a lot of these business that advertise your business for sale, and he said that a lot of them are fake. They're not real. And would you help somebody to say, hey, that's not, you know, legit, their books are not quite...
Oh, yeah, no, I don't sell fake businesses. I mean, really, I facilitate...
I know you don't. I know you don't, but if somebody came to you and say, hey, this is what I want to buy, and would you help me? I'm running into all these businesses that... are not real. Their numbers are they're real, but their numbers are not who they say they are.
They're not strong. Yeah, and there are a lot of businesses like that have, you know, weak numbers for sure. You know, so
why does somebody do that? You put a business up for sale, and why would you say, oh, my cash flow is, you know, $20,000, but yeah, it's really...
Oh, you mean they try to cook the books? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And you bring up a good point. So some business, most, when we started out, we talked about, you know, businesses who are looking for an exit strategy, right? They're looking to at some point sell their business. And sometimes businesses are ready, and rarely, though, most of the time there are things that they can do, simple things, that will help them sell for a greater value. And I mean, think of your home. If you're wanting to sell your home, lots of times you do similar things. I mean, you might paint the front door, you might clean up a little bit, you might trim the hedges, you might, you know, do some basic things that will increase the value of your home. And so businesses are really kind of the same idea. You know, I'll help anyone, you know, find a good buyer, but the truth is, if they're willing to look at where they honestly look at where their business is at and things that could be done to improve their value, they, you know, sometimes that can happen quickly. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but they can really increase the value of the business and sell for more at some point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a project for you. When we get off the phone here, I'm going to give you my sources and you can take care of that. They're looking for a couple, you know, to buy. So that's good to know. I didn't even know you did that. You know, I was always looking at the services that you offer, social media, the blog, you know, and I saw this, I'm like, oh, business is for sale. So it's just a lot more than just, you know, and I like the fact that you can go out there with a client and help them find that business. That's good. That's good to know. And so for those who are out there looking, this is really good sources. Please go to the website. It's bizresource.com. It's B-I-Z.
Business.
I know it's about that, friend. It's B-I-Z-N-I-S-R-E-S-O-U-R-S-E. I mean, CE.com. This is going to be catch on. That's going to catch on. Every business will know, oh yeah, you got to go there, check it out. But I think you should go national, because right behind here you can put, of course, this is Utah, then you can / Chicago, or you can / San Francisco area, you know what I mean?
Right.
Cosmopolitan areas, you know, where they're, you know, the businesses are strong, and, you know, and do something like this, because this is good information.
Yeah, honestly, Kathy, 90%, I mean, plus or minus, 90% of the businesses in the United States are small businesses. And so it really is an open market.
They come, they come big because I know because they come on my show. I've been doing this for 10 years. And I've seen the little guy grow. And that's what I'm really impressed with. And I believe little businesses are the anchor for the United States, you know, for America, that they're the ones that make the big businesses. You know,
yeah, we need them. We need them, and we need them to be successful. Agreed.
Right. And I just want to let everybody know, too, you are a 5-star out there and on Facebook reviews as well as Google. So you're a 5-star resource. So that's a plus. People are very happy. I'm sitting here reading the, your info. Very happy, very happy. There's many people very happy. And you're a great help. And I think what it is that, because I met you on one-on-one as well, and you really take time and you really listen. And that's the key as a good consultant, is someone who sits there and listens.
Because
there's so many out there that are just so quickly to tell you what they want you to do, or fill out this application and da-da-da-da-da, instead of hearing what I have to say, you know, because to me, someone's
Kathy,
business
you do
really...
have some great stories. Everyone hopefully knows that by now. Kathy has some great stories, so it's worth listening to.
I know. Someday. Or I'll write a book. How's that sound? And you probably have some things on here to help me to write a book, you know, the right source to get me in the right place and the right people to talk to. And, and I need to get on here too, the Kathy Lee Parker Show, you know, for anybody who wants to come on the air. But I get booked up so fast, Michael. I'm already into April and I added another day and I'm still getting booked up. But anyway, I'm grateful for people like the small business person, because I am a small business woman, and my heart goes out to them, because they're the ones that have the dreams, and they're the ones who keep America going. That's my philosophy, and I've seen some of them get really big. Remember Mrs. Mrs. Field Cookies in Utah?
Yeah, of course.
Remember her? Oh, I remember her in the 80s. Her husband gave her $10,000 and she wanted to make cookies. He thought, oh yeah, that's just a dream. You know, I'll give you the money. You go open up a store. And she kicked butt. She was amazing. She was my idol when it came to being a business owner. I watched her and I watched how she ran her business, how she stayed in touch with her managers and everything like that. Do you have somebody that you really admire, Michael, out there in business,
well, it's
really
funny you
made
say
a
that.
Difference?
Honestly, when you were talking about Miss Field, I thought of, and I guess I admire him, I don't, but, everyone starts off small, you know, I thought
she
of
did. She
Colonel
did
Sanders,
small
I thought of KFC, you know, I mean, heck, he was as small as they can come at one point. If you look at Nike, you know, I don't know if you've read that book by the founder of Nike. That's a great story. All these big businesses have great stories, and they at one time were just a small business trying to survive. And so again, you know, what we help people do is we help them save time and money so that they can do what they do best. And when they're ready to sell, if they need to sell, then we'll help them find the right buyer.
Usually what I notice when their small business wants to sell is they're tired and they want to retire, and nobody wants in their family, kids are off to college or doing their own thing, that they, you know, don't want to do the business anymore. So that's what I notice. And see what else was going to say to you. Yeah, talk about Kentucky Fried Chicken and JCPenney's. They bankrupt, once or twice? And I'm like, because I had to... You know, got Miami. I had to read up on a lot of these, but yeah, I remember a little bit about Nike too. But KFC, he was 70 some years old when his business finally took off. It was like takes a long time, but they didn't have the sources like you have. You know, they didn't have this,
right? Exactly.
And this is amazing, because you have something for the small business to turn to and say, hey, I need an app. I don't know where to go. And I need a, you know, catering business for my upcoming dinners and, you know, my events that I plan on doing. And, you know, manufacturing, you know, where do I go to get some things made? And, yeah, mm-hmm. you got a lot of sources here.
Yeah, yeah, like you said, if a lot of people just have drawings, going back to the manufacturing, I mean, people might have a great idea, and all it is right now is drawing on a napkin. But if they would like to take that to the store shelf, it's going to take a little bit of work, and it's going to take some planning. But I can help them do that responsibly, you know, efficiently, effectively, for as little money as necessary. But it does take money. But if they need financing or capital, I can help with that as well. So really,
wonderful.
Like you said, a lot of these guys just didn't have anything other than maybe a great recipe and a will to survive and, you know, a good work ethic, and they built great empires, you know. People nowadays can do the same thing, but it definitely takes work, but they don't have to do it alone.
Right. You could have a team in your company, and your website could help them as a team, and you're such a nice person. You know, sometimes you are hard to get a hold of. I just wanted to let everybody know you're hard to get a hold of. But when you do get a hold of you, you are there and you make the time. And that's what I like. And I'm very honored to have you on my show, because I think businesses need to know there's resources out there. So, but anyway,
absolutely.
But Michael, we're going to sit back again and we're going to go into a commercial break.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Head & Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head & Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
It's time to live your journey. Envision being stress-free. The Life Vessel is relaxation therapy that helps reduce stress, manage pain, detoxifies on all levels, supports the immune system, and balances hormones. Life Vessel uses an infrared light source that increases blood circulation and oxygen to the cells. Life Vessel of Utah does that and so much more. Call at 801-864-1300, lifevesselofutah.com.
Do you know how much equity is in your home, condo, or townhome? Do you want to lower your rate and take cash out? We're Valorem Equity, and we make mortgages easier. Give us a call at 800-764-9072 or visit valoremequity.com to receive your free home assessment today.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Hey, this is Rocktop Construction. Rocktop is a family-owned business based out of Utah. We specialize in replacing worn or storm-damaged roofs and understand how to assist homeowners with property claims. For reliable service and the best value on a quality and energy-efficient roof, call Rocktop Construction at 801-567-1234. We have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Again, that's 801-567-1234 to find out more about how we can protect your home.
If you or someone you know is looking to find the right business to buy, to franchise an existing successful business, or even to sell a business, contact businessresource.com. B-I-Z-N-I-S, businessresource.com. Business Resource also specializes in helping existing businesses find capital and other important resources to help them be more efficient and more effective. Call 385-528-8584 today. 385-528-8584, businessresource.com.
Well, here we are sitting with Michael Westover. He's the founder and owner of BusinessResource.com. So, Michael, so you really have met people who had a business on a napkin, had an idea. Oh, my gosh.
I've seen it.
That is amazing. They're dreamers. I love them. They think, walk, and sleep their business.
Yeah, so, and you know, a lot of people, let me just build on that for a second. A lot of people really do have great ideas, but they don't know how, they don't know what to do with it, right? They just say, oh, they talk to their wife or their buddy, oh, someone should ought to do this. Man, this would be a big hit. But then they never do anything about it, and so it just kind of, you know, fizzles. But if they really believe in the idea, if they come to me at Business Resource, and I can connect them with the right people, and we can have a plan and a budget, and we can make it a reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed too, a few that I run into, they're afraid. They're the fear of making, you know, success. Yeah, and I also ran into people who own businesses. They're doing so well, but they're afraid to grow. They're fear of the growth.
Yeah.
Do you ever come across that?
Yeah.
So what
the fear
do you
of the
do
unknown.
What do you do with that? When someone gets afraid, even though they've been in business for 10 or 15 years and they're ready to take that next step to franchise or to open up other couple more stores or expand.
Well,
what do you do
with that? It all depends on their why, right? It all depends on their goals. And so, you know, there's a tipping point. You know, businesses sometimes can keep growing and they choose not to because they want to stay small and efficient. And, you know, their goals aren't to, you know, scale and be in every city and, you know, country and whatever. But some businesses do want to do that and they're just not sure how or not sure when is the right time. And so it really depends on the business and their core mission and values, their why, and we start there. Start with the basics.
Do you work with business coaches?
I don't necessarily sit in with them, but at times I can refer to them as necessary.
Yeah, that's what I pretty much meant to say. Did you, do you refer them to a business coach that can help them if they're stuck with their growth part of the company? I find that, really, I'm the American dreamer. I find that hard to believe that people don't want to grow their own business. You know, they just want to stay small and compact. And I'm like, but why?
You got to get more buildings, you got to hire more people. I mean, there's more overhead involved, so there's greater risk. But with the risk comes greater profitability if it's done right. And some people just are happy with their business. You know, they're happy with the revenue they have, and you know, it really just depends on them.
Do you also, too, do you recommend, you ever see these little places out there that where you can rent an office? Do you highly recommend them to get them out of their home or their car?
The workspaces, you mean?
workspaces, yes.
Yeah, there's tons of great workspaces. And, again, it just depends on the specific business and on their goals and what they're all about. It really, really depends. It can be successful businesses nowadays can be just about anything, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can be brick and mortar. It can be web-based. It could be home-based. It could be a solopreneur to a large corporation. But, you know, there's the larger you get, like I said, the more headaches you have, but potentially the greater profits. And so, you know, not always, you know, there's plenty of small people who've made a lot of money. And so, you know, if the money is the goal, you know, then yeah, usually scaling and growth is what they want, but it's not always the core goal. And so that's what's going back, you know, what does the business want to do? What do they want to accomplish? What are their core goals or mission? What's their why?
Have you ever met a salon, like a little salon lady? She's growing. She's overwhelmed. She's so busy. But then she opens up another store, and then she gets more and more busy, and on and on and on. And or the car dealership guy who, you know, fixes cars. You notice there's not many of them around where, you know, you drive along, and where do I go when my car really breaks down besides the dealership? And, yeah, we need those around. We need a lot of them. Remember how
frankly, there's enough business, in my opinion, is there's enough business out there for everyone to be successful. It's simply identifying what their niche is, what they're about, and what they provide, and communicating that clearly. Typically, you were talking about consulting a minute ago. I mean, typical people don't call us up and say, we want to spend money for your advice. We want to pay you for your advice. Typically, it is, you know, they need a specific thing. You know, they have a specific need that's pretty important, and so we help them with that. And then they come back and they need something else, and then they start to realize, oh, well, what do you think about this? And that's where the consulting usually starts, is once there's already some trust built from some accomplished projects that have been successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just know a few people, especially a salon, and there's a mechanic. They're so overwhelmed, but they do need you. And I think they're going to be pleased when they see this site. So I'm going to show that off to them. And then I'll hand them over to you. I don't want to do your job. I can't do everybody's job. But I'll hand it over to you. And, yeah, I have quite a few clients that they're small business to medium, and one maybe is a large one, but I think you can handle it too. So, and helping them in a good direction as well, or work with the people that are working for them to help with a good direction. So, and I can see you not, I know you have the small business, which is a blessing in disguise, but I see you also growing into the larger companies because they need help too, even though they don't want to.
Eventually, I agree. There's small business. There's really not a lot out there for small businesses. And so that's what we're all about. It's helping these small businesses, but not just small businesses, but helping them, you know, with their many needs.
What about multi-level companies? Do you help out with them?
Yeah, I haven't yet, but I would be open to that. And I think there's definitely, you know, Utah's MLM capital of the world, so I'm just waiting for the opportunity.
Yeah, with an individual, because you said small business, because once they're multi-level, they're usually on their own, and sometimes they get a little stuck, and they usually have nobody there, or once in a while, they're upline doesn't really take notice in them, and they could use a little TLC to put them in the right direction.
Yeah. And I do have some businesses right now that are for sale that could go that route, and some that are looking for investments that could go that route. So it is possible, you know, in the near future. So, again, it's all about providing options for businesses, not saying, you know, this is who you need to go with. You know, this is the best here, and you know, providing the data, the information for them, and letting them make the decision as a business owner.
So, the past 2 years, especially the past 6 months, you have seen yourself grow and getting more and more companies on board on your website. Mm-hmm. And this is interesting. Quite interesting. I think I'm going to be using you too. So I might call you and say,
great.
I'm not that bad. Come on. But anyway, but yeah, there's some businesses that I'm going to refer you to that can really use your help. And I said that over and over and over. But Michael, I just want to thank you so much for coming on. And is there anything you want to tell my listeners?
Again, I guess ask would be, I am always looking for private investors who are willing to help with startups and to help with, you know, like angel investors or even existing businesses that just need additional, they're successful, they just need some more cash. There's often a cash flow issue with businesses and with inventory and whatnot. And so, you know, like I said earlier, I feel like you can help, you know, people's dreams come true, right? In building their businesses, their family's, you know, future, but at the same time, turning a respectable profit. So if there are people out there who want to invest, you know, contact me at Business Resource.
Mm-hmm. And I also have an investment company that is willing to help you. I just talked to them this morning. And you're going to hate to say this, but they're right here in South Jordan, Utah, and they're nationally known, and they're a 4.9 on Google. People love them. So they've been around since 2006. So I'm going to refer them to you to be on your data. So, yeah. And for you to work with them and the agents and stuff. Yeah. So anyway, Michael, I just want to thank you so much again. And for anybody, please go to the website. That's BizNisResource.com.
Exactly.
Thank you again, Michael Westover.
Thank
you. And I will chat with you soon. And you have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. And I'd like to thank BBS Radio for allowing me to have a show with them. And I also want to thank Primetime Media for all the hard work they do with my commercials and helping me keep things online. And thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great evening.